Exhausted.
I am unbelievably exhausted, both mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually. So we went up to the cabin on the 28th. So I've been living the cabin lifestyle since the 28th. And I am the primary caretaker of the cabin, which means I'm getting the wood. If anything goes wrong, I'm fixing it. If there are any needs whatsoever, that's me. So when I went up to the cabin and started warming the whole thing up, realized that we had a busted pipe. That's the bad news. The good news is that the busted pipe was from a hot water tank, or it was a hot water for a washing machine. And so it was like, okay, well, maybe we can survive without hot water. And that's exactly what we did. So I had shut off some of the plumbing to try and just basically make it so no hot water was flowing through the house. And that was mostly successful until the very end of the time. But it is incredibly exhausting to like go get wood, and you're basically going to get wood every probably 4 to 6 hours. You've got to get wood to wake up, and you've got to get wood for midday. You've got to get wood for night. And you know, it's like, do I cut down some fallen trees? Do I go buy some stuff? And then it's like feeding the family. It's like, who's making the egg sandwiches, who's cooking the pizzas, who's, you know, troubleshooting this, troubleshooting that. And it's mostly relaxing, but it's also like there is work. And you know, you're in anywhere from 5 degree to 40 degree weather. And so everything just kind of takes a little bit longer, and everything takes a little bit more out of you. So when I'm going into the crawl space to check on temperatures and stuff, or replace batteries in the thermostat, in the thermometer, these things take their toll. So I wanted to go home on Saturday, and we didn't end up making that happen. I wanted to have sort of like a reset day. So we got home on Sunday, and the heater was not working. And it was sort of, it was like partially working. So, you know, Sarah was sort of like, hey, the heater's not working. I'm like, give it time. Thermostat says it's going to take 2 hours. It's been cold, like give it time. And then we'll see. And as the night progressed, it got clearer and clearer that yes, there was in fact something wrong. So it was like, I went from a cabin that had no hot water to a house that has no heat. And it was like, we were both kind of laughing, where it was like, gosh, I wish we could just put some logs in a fireplace and call it good. But we've never used the fireplaces that are in our house. So then I had to take care of that. And again, it went from like, so it, this is going to sound complaining, and it definitely is, but like my break from work was not a break. It was, and there was fun, like the snowmobiling and the walking the dogs and, you know, just sitting on a couch. But like, there was always something that needed to be done. Every 2 to 4 hours, there was always something that needed to be done. And so getting home on Sunday and then having something else that's like pretty catastrophic was literally just so exhausting. And I just wanted to just crawl into a hole and have the world leave me alone. And now here I am. It's a Monday. Work is back in session. And there's a lot of important things going on, which I'll talk about maybe tomorrow. But I'm just exhausted. Like, it wasn't a break. It wasn't like any sort of relaxing was offset by the amount of work. And overall, I would say it's worth it, but I can also call out that it was fatiguing. And also I didn't eat very well. So now, like now that the sort of holiday times have cleared, I can kind of get back to my normal sort of exercise routine, although that's going to change, but get back into a more healthy eating habits. And, yeah, but in general, I'm just fucking tired. And with that, I'll let you go. Bye.